Gathering all the toy soldiers around him in battle formation, the Nutcracker led a mighty charge against the fierce animals. The gingerbread men fired the cannon at the enemy, and the soldiers went rat-a-tat-tat with their guns. But the animals kept marching forward, forward, slowly and steadily. Finally, the lion and the tiger seized the poor Nutcracker by his coat and caught his arms and held him fast. Clara thought the Nutcracker was so brave that she took off her slipper and threw it at the lion. Well, the slipper hit the lion squarely on the head and killed him. Then the Nutcracker, with his free arm, grabbed a sword from one of his soldiers and killed the tiger. Instantly, everything vanished, and the room was still. And miracle of miracles, the Nutcracker had changed into a handsome young prince. Bowing elegantly from the waist, he kissed Clara's hand.
I owe my life to you. Will you fly away with me to my magic kingdom on the mountain of sweetmeats?
Clara, of course, very happily said, yes. Over rivers and mountains and forests they flew, until at last they came to the kingdom of the Nutcracker Prince, where the Sugar Plum Fairy ruled as queen. Lo and behold, as they set foot on the mountain, they could see candy and chocolates and peppermint sticks and cookies and ice cream and cake everywhere they looked. Everything looked so mouth-watering and tempting, but of course, Clara had very good manners, and she wouldn't dream of taking any candy or anything else until it was offered. But suddenly, in a blinding flash, the Sugar Plum Fairy stood beside them. She could see how much Clara and the Nutcracker Prince wanted to try some. With a merry twinkle in her eyes, she said,